And then we do on your Tuesday night broadcast. Go to rbnpublicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Send much needed funding to keep free speech alive. And tonight I have my very special guest on our Tuesday night. New Year 2022, first broadcast of the Dynamic Duo for this year. Mike, send out the bat signal, please, if you will.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Holy, here we go again, Batman. Holy whiskers! Holy birthday cake! Holy headache! Holy ball and chain! Holy triple feature! Holy slip disc!
Holy Dynamic Duo, it's Patrick Slattery. Dr. Patrick Slattery, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm out in the nighttime looking up at the sky and remembering the time 2,300 years ago when I figured out how far away the moon was using nothing but trigonometry.
As you should. Did you have a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year?
I had both. I had both. Yes, it was very good. It was festive.
Yes. As it should
be. Board games. Board games. Monopoly and Life and Braucus and Starry. Yeah. A lot of board games. I wanted to play Candyland. Candyland Extreme! The extreme version of Candyland. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. Or actually, maybe I'll upgrade it to Candyland Extremist.
Well, yes, we are extremists, are we not?
Extremists in the pursuit of truth.
Right.
And what else? I forgot. Anyway, one of those
justice.
Days.
Truth, justice, and the American
way. Justice. It wasn't justice. Oh, cliches. Yeah, cliches.
Truth, cliches, and the American meme.
That's a good one. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's what we do. So just coming at you here on this Tuesday night with political analysis. That's what we're famous for, or already infamous for. Famous.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway, I sent you a lot of prep. I don't know. Did you have a chance to look at that?
I absolutely did. I had a chance to look at it, think about it, and forget it. Because, you know, I'm a boomer.
Did you hear my complete and utter propping up of Randy of the Redwoods? Just say whoa. Do you remember that campaign?
Randy the Redwoods, just say low.
Just say whoa. That was
just say whoa, like whoa.
That was in the '80s. You remember that?
Whoa. I don't know. You'll have to remind me.
Yeah, it was on MTV. It was a spoof on Just Say No to Drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I do remember the time Nancy Reagan sat on the original Mr. T's lap. It wasn't nearly as cool as my Mr. T, but did have the same haircut and the same bad attitude.
Yeah, this was Randy of the Redwoods, and instead of just say no, he said just say whoa. And he actually ran a political campaign in the 80s, and he had commercials on MTV. I thought maybe you were familiar with that.
I was not tuned into MTV, no. I know of MTV mainly through it was on in the background in Beavis and Butthead episodes. That's mainly what I know it from.
This was about probably 5 years before Beavis and Butthead, but I just thought that Randy of the Redwoods would be a viable, just as viable as any other political candidate in 2024. And his slogan, "Just Say Whoa," probably he would do just as good. I'm putting all of my dice in the basket, all of my eggs in the basket of Randy of the Redwoods. I'm going to bring that campaign back.
Well, speaking of which, comment on that because I just wasn't familiar with it.
Speaking of which, how gay do you think the 2024 elections are going to be? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, like number one being like they're not really gay. Maybe they're like, what's the movie with "You're All That I Want"? Olivia Newton-John, you know that movie.
Oh, Grease. Yeah. Well,
number one.
Hopefully Devoted. That wasn't gay. That was gay.
Some people might just think that was gay. So, gay?
Okay, just hold on a second. So, Olivia Elton-John or whatever her name was, she actually was very hot in that movie, and she sang very well. She was out of place, and the movie sucked. It totally sucked, and it had a really bad message. The message was, don't be a nice girl, be a slut, and you'll get the guy. That's a very 1970s message, by the way. But she was very pretty, and she sang very nicely, and that, I will say, was a nice song.
Well, people might...
I don't understand the lyrics, but still, it was a nice song.
People might think it was very gay. I'm just saying. So how gay are the 2024 elections going to be? Are they going to be
literally? Because, like, I mean, Buttigieg might be one of the leading candidates. There are other gay people who are, you know, want to be the first gay president.
Is butt plug in the race? I didn't know that.
He is. He is often talked about as an alternative to chlamydia, and when you've got to look towards a gay man for an alternative to chlamydia. That's a pretty gay election.
So you can either get AIDS or chlamydia. What's your poison?
Well, what I mean, we know at least we know chlamydia is real.
True that. Okay. Well, apparently, I guess where I'm going with this is Trump is still in. He thinks he's still in the running, I suppose. And the polls are not lying. The polls are not saying no. I was going to say how gay was the 2024 election going to be. Grease gay or Rachel Levine, you know, honorary admiral gay.
Saturday Night Fever was pretty gay, too, when you get down to it. No, the John Travolta in the 70s. That was pretty messed up.
That was pretty gay. New York Post. Trump leads all Republicans in a poll on the 2024 presidential election. I don't know if I believe this or not. This might be fake news. It's New York Post, so it could be fake news. Former President Donald Trump holds a commanding lead over other potential Republican candidates in the 2024 presidential election, leading Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 43 percentage points in a new poll. Asked who they would support in 2024 election, 54% of Republicans picked Trump, while 11% chose DeSantis and 8% picked former Vice President Mike Pence. Mike got 8%? What the hell?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's 8% of Republicans who, so you get down, you're talking about like 3 or 4% of the public, which is still kind of what the hell. And you look down on the list, and of course you got Nikki Haley on the list, and you got that bastard, Mike Pompeo, who, by the way, I think yesterday was on Hannity, I think. I saw a little clip on YouTube, and he's lost a lot of weight, and I got to say, he looks pretty good for a 75-year-old.
I think, of course, he's still
he's only about 56. So
does he still want Doesn't he still want President Xi to get in his belly?
Is he the Trojan horse or something? Like, would they send him somewhere and then like a legion of Greek troops come running out of his belly or elsewhere and go and take over the country? I don't know what the plan is.
That's Big Gay Mike. He wants to bring anal to China and yeah. make them a democracy like all of
well, that's
us.
How gay the elections could be. But when you look at it, though, seriously, when the potential Republican alternatives to Trump are Big Gay Mike and Nikki Haley, who by the way is a total slut. She was, to the extent that she was named as the other woman in a divorce suit, and also some reporter published details of their various trysts, romantic trysts in the backseat of her SUV and that type of stuff. And she was married the whole time all this went on. But so you got, Big Gay Mike and Sleazy Nikki and Mike Pence. These are the alternatives. So, Donald Trump polling at 50-something percent amongst the Republicans, totally believable. I mean, I think he very well could come back into the White House. But the thing is, the real question isn't whether or not he's a viable candidate to come back into the White House. The real question is, has he learned anything from his many, many massive mistakes? And at this point, I'm not sure if he's learned anything. The real question is, will he ever learn enough? And at this point, I don't know if he's really learned anything. I mean, he might. It could happen, but it doesn't seem to have happened yet.
Well, I mean, another underlying question is, have we learned anything from the election hoax? I mean, they can just hoax this election just like they did the last one. Mail-in ballots and whatnot. I don't know. We say that, but how feasible is it?
So I think there's an awful lot of awareness of it. There's a lot of awareness that the certainly a consensus amongst Republicans that the last election was hoaxed, it was rigged, and you see a big battle going on in Congress. I think Mike Rivera was talking about Chuck Schumer saying that on the 19th of this month they're going to introduce a motion to remove the legislative filibuster rule from the Senate, which presumably would allow them to ram through, voter protection or voter suppression legislation to make sure that dead people's votes aren't suppressed and foreigners' votes aren't suppressed. People talk a lot about illegal aliens voting. And honestly, we've got what, how many millions or even tens of millions of legal aliens do we have? And they're probably more likely to vote because everybody's always talking about illegal aliens voting as if it's legal for legal immigrants to vote who are not citizens yet. And I know that legal aliens are routinely receiving mail from like the Democratic Party encouraging them to vote. Maybe illegal ones are too. But it's not just illegals that aren't allowed to vote. It's all non-U.S. citizens. If you're a legal immigrant here, but you don't, and you're on a green card, but you don't have citizenship, you're not allowed to vote. So, there is going to be a lot of legislative battles around this, and they could do the exact same thing as last year. Part of it depends on, I think the bulk of the election rigging was in the mail-in ballots. And the mail-in ballots were a COVID measure, so people wouldn't die from the deadly coronavirus while they're gallantly voting. So they, that's what's going to be the state of the corona hoax. And of course, the thing is, if the corona hoax is still in full swing in 2024, what difference does it even make? What the election? I mean, the election might be completely insignificant whether it's rigged or not. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's been 2 years, and they're coming out with the Unicron and the Decepticon variant battling against, you know, whatever. And so they could just introduce whatever and say, well, you got to do mail-in ballots. But let's assume, let's just assume that we had a fair election. I mean, will, you know, would Trump, what would, what's Trump going to look like? Shilling the vax? I mean, this guy is looking like a traitor to most of his followers. Now, you know, he's probably gained a lot of followers. There's a lot of people in MAGA country that have taken the vax just because of, you know, my career and, you know, my social status. But he's got a lot of core followers that have left him, even more so. You know, I never bought the whole TRS talking point that Trump lost the election in 2020 because of because he lost white support. I never bought that. I think he gained white support, you know, on the heels of the BLM riots and whatnot. I think more people voted for Trump than ever before. But now, in 24, I think he does. I think he will stand to lose a lot of white working class support because of his shilling for the vax. So that might be a thing to go around.
He is poised to that could happen. What's his position going to be if, like, you know, 2023, late 2023 and 2024 comes around and there's a primary election and then a general election? What's his position going to be? And I think that the situation is so extremely fluid that it's hard to make predictions about what somebody like Donald Trump would be saying a year or 2 years from now. I think it's really difficult. Donald Trump, his 2016 campaign platform, coming down the escalator with Melania and talking about Mexican rapists, I don't know that I don't know if you could have predicted that in 2013, that he would have that kind of campaign. And are we coming up on the break?
We're on the break, back on the other side.
System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down. Vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine in front of me. If you can see the light shine out where you'll be.
All right. That's Midpoint Side, the Nanami Duo, doing your political analysis. All right, so let's pretend like we have a fair election. Do we even want Trump back? I don't. I'm just going to say it. I don't want Trump back. He's shielded the backs. He's appointed all the wrong people. It's just, leading us on in the wrong direction. And I think a total and utter collapse of the system is what's necessary. That's what I want to see. But that's just me. I'm a little hot under the collar. What do you have? Reel me in a little bit, if you will.
I mean, I'll say that again, reiterate, that it's really impossible to know what things are going to be like. The situation is so extremely fluid. There might be complete totalitarian police state by then, or maybe not. Maybe we're in a situation where the COVID narrative has completely unraveled and everybody's pointing fingers, and maybe Fauci is like under a pile of buses. And it's all, well, the intelligence was wrong. The CDC lied. Fauci lied. Just like, with the Iraq invasion, everybody, all the Democrats who supported the war, they got to, and Republicans too, they got to get out of jail free card because the intelligence was wrong, and they continued their careers. I have no idea. I will say, on Stormfront Radio, I've gone on record as saying I think by the 2022, the midterm elections, Joe Manchin, not Joe Biden, but Joe Manchin will be living in the White House, which probably won't happen. But Biden, how long is he viable? And people are. Ted Cruz is saying as soon as the Democrat or as soon as the Republicans take over the Congress, they're going to impeach Biden or at least initiate impeachment proceedings. And, I don't know how long he's going to last. I would say, two reasons not to impeach Biden. One, of course, is chlamydia. We've talked about that a lot. The other, I mean, really, the number one reason why you don't want to why I wouldn't impeach Biden is because of the Afghan withdrawal, which I think was probably the greatest thing any American president, at least of the 21st century, maybe of my lifetime, that was probably the number one best policy move, even if it was botched, even if it was unintended. I approve that. And I would say if for no other reason, he should not be impeached. Because of that glorious Afghan withdrawal. That's my position.
Well, this article, which I highly doubt, in this New York Post, said that among Democrat presidential candidates, Vice President Kamala Harris, who we disaffectionately call chlamydia, she has a 96% familiar rating. I don't see that citation needed there.
A 96% what rating?
Vice President Kamala Harris has a 96% familiar rating.
Okay. Okay, so people are familiar with it. They know who she is. 96%.
Harris and Biden, they're way low in the polls. I mean, people are not happy with them. And they're not popular at all.
Yeah.
if we had a fair election, anybody could come in and displace them. And that's the question, will we have a fair election? But I guess the question we're centering on is, if Trump were elected, would he do anything? And I think no. I think he's a traitor to this country because of his vax support and because he completely and totally threw his supporters under the bus in the, you know, the January 6th rally supporters. He threw them under the bus. So, but yet, there are so many people that probably would vote for him.
Well, I didn't like Trump until he came down the escalator with Melania and started talking about Mexicans are murderers and rapists, and presumably some of them are good people. And that kind of got my attention. But I never liked him, and he's been famous since the 70s. I've always had the opinion that he is narcissistic. He's all about himself. But for at least a brief period of time during that campaign, he saw his own personal interests as more or less being allied with the interests of the white majority in this country. And, you know, I think he saw his interests as being aligned with them well into his presidency, but had no idea how to achieve the goals. And I don't know if he'll ever learn. I mean, he's already he'll be 76 this year. He's 75 already. So is he ever going to learn anything? But is there anybody, what's the alternative? And who knows? Who knows? I don't personally resent him that much because I just feel like he's Trump being Trump. I'm not that surprised that he threw his supporters under the bus after January 6th. And how is he going to see his interests in 2024, 2025?
Let's cover that on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, we're back with the None and the Duo, talking about 2024. I'm going to put out a complete and utter disavowal of Trump. I think that we should step back, not vote in the federal election, and let this thing just crash and burn. So that's where I'm at. I don't see any future with Trump whatsoever. And according to thehill.com, Biden's disapproval hits record high in new poll. President Biden's disapproval rating reached a new high in December, according to a new CNBC Change Research poll. Overall, the survey showed 56% of voters disapproved of Biden's performance in office, which was an uptick from 54% in September and 49% in April. His approval rating now stands at 44%. I think that people across the board are just sick of politics in general, and I don't see big support in the next presidential election. I see a lot of people staying home and not voting, and maybe putting their support towards the individual states. I don't know. What do you got on that?
Oh, I think, like I said, I think things, it's really too early to say about a lot of things. There's Trump and, it's possible that Trump would see his interests, as being aligned with the types of things we want. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And as for the Democrats, obviously Biden's old, chlamydia. Nobody wants chlamydia. But then who else is there? Is AOC even old enough? She's so narcissistic, she might run, but, you know, she's not going anywhere. People talk about Hillary. Hillary is, you know, she's just, like, diseased and disgusting. I can't see her going anywhere. So you think back, okay, well, she was the 2016, number one on the ticket. Who was her number two? Tim Kaine. I think Tim Kaine, he might still be stuck in traffic in 2024. Who knows? I mean, he's on that I-95 between Richmond and Washington, D.C. He's been stuck for about 27 hours at this point, and he might still be stuck by then. I don't know. And I don't really care at this point. I just think we should be prepared for whatever, because we don't know. I think we should be Boy Scouts and just be prepared.
I mean, yeah, whatever happens, people in states where they did not do extreme COVID measures, I think those states, I think, are poised to see even more secession, a form of secession from the federal government. I think that's where people's, political... I think this is where people lie politically, is, you know, they want to support the states where they're at that gives them the most freedom. So, you know, your states like New York and California probably are going to I guess what I'm saying is that as we talk about secession, all of the states that have upheld the Constitution and not went in on the virus regime, I think these states are going to come out, and the federal election is just not going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm. That is within the realm of the possibility. Things are in so much flux at this point. Who knows? Because you look at the, say, the 1862 midterm elections, and a lot of states did not participate in it. Or they had their own elections, not federal elections. They had Confederate elections. Who knows what's going to happen? I would never recommend sitting out of an election, though. If we didn't want to support a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, here's what I would say. If the what would be better than sitting out an election would be to have a giant election campaign around Nick Fuentes, who is would only be 25 years old, 10 years too young to be president. But if you're, you know, rather than sitting out an election, put on a spectacle like that. I don't know, something like that.
That would be good. So going back to the Hill article, overall, the survey showed 56% of voters disapproved of Biden's performance in office. Biden was particularly hit hard when it came to the public's opinion of his handling of the economy and of the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, with the vax mandates and whatnot, it seems that he's going on with the program of completely destroying the American economy and just going on with that whole spiel. I think that his own supporters even are against him on that. So I don't know. I mean, will we have fair elections on the federal level is the first question. And secondly, you know, who are the people going to go for if we did? And Biden and Trump, I don't see them at all as viable candidates. We really need a dark horse. We really need someone to come in and come in on a new platform. If someone were to come in on a platform of, you know, totally against the virus regime, I think that they would win wholeheartedly. But I don't see any candidate doing that. People say DeSantis, but I don't see that. He's probably better.
You can't see it because it's January 2022. But if the COVID narrative were completely to unravel, to the point where people are saying, well, it's, you know, it was bad intelligence, it was bad Fauci. Especially somebody from the outside or somebody who could make some sort of claim to have opposed, like Rand Paul, for instance, but it doesn't have to be Rand Paul, but somebody who could have some sort of legitimate claim to have opposed at least part of the government agenda could emerge as that type of dark horse.
It's possible. I want to go into the next article, and we'll take a call or two if you want to call in and weigh in on this. But January 6th is supposed to be the new Holocaust. This is according to Associated Press. Teachers at Culture War Front are educating students on January 6th, teaching them, you know, that it was a total fascist uprising. So we get the next generation of voters, probably in 10 years, being taught that January 6th, the legitimate protest against the election hoax, these people were fascists. And they're trying to undermine.
And I suppose they don't mean in the good sense of the word either, right?
Right, right. They're talking about in the In the bad sense of the word. Let's see. Mission Kansas, according to the AP, students are learning about the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. In Boston suburb in heavily Democratic Massachusetts, history teacher Justin Voldman said his students will spend the day journaling about what happened and talking about the fragility of democracy. History teachers are teaching their students that January 6th was all about overturning our democracy.
and oh,
and is our democracy, is it capitalized? Capital O, capital D?
It should be.
Should be. And with a trademark on it, too.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is that the next generation is being taught that the January 6th protests, you know, were something to be remembered like the Holocaust. You know, this
oh,
was.
Oh, God. 6 million. Six million MAGAPEDs descended on the Capitol and busted down the fake wooden doors.
It's really being pushed. I mean, you know, if we want to analyze politics here, what's the next generation going to think? I mean, you know, in 10 years, these people are going to be voting age, 10 years or less. And, you know, they're being brainwashed into thinking that the Capitol protesters were really trying to overthrow the democratic process, as they say. When what we see, of course, is that the Republic was destroyed on January 6th. And perhaps we're now in a true democracy. We're in that democracy that they always told us that they wanted to be in. You know, democracy of trannies and homos and all that.
In other words, not just a democracy, but an our democracy. Trademark.
And that democracy is being spread, you know, throughout the whole world. You get the Ukraine situation and whatnot. So they're conditioning a whole new generation to see politics through that lens, you know, I guess is the point that I'm bringing up and the point that I see in this article from the AP.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of conditioning going on out there. I am curious about, you know, we talked about this last week with, what's the guy's name? Something Navarro, Peter Navarro.
Yep.
Who he's trying to get himself in front of Liz Cheney's committee investigating the January 6th, but they don't want to hear from him. But he wants to talk about what the real plan was on January 6th and what the real evidence is. And, you know, the January 6th narrative is showing signs of unraveling. I mean, just like with COVID, I mean, it would be, it really has completely unraveled. It's just that the media, is saying there's nothing to see here. The media is, you know, it's all the emperor's awesome clothing. Whereas actually, it's not just that the emperor's naked, but he's, you know, he's molesting little children. But you know, there's nothing to see here. And you know, when we got Joe Biden in the White House, touchy feely Joe, right? Our children are not safe.
Well. And once again, let's bring it back to the original question. What would Trump actually do were he elected? I mean, I just don't think this man's a viable candidate whatsoever. And it's just going to be more of the same. You're going to have the MAGAPEDs who are brainwashed into just voting Trump, even though they're against the vax. They're going to vote Trump no matter what. Even if Trump gets back in, I think it'll be worse than it was in the 2016s to the 2020s.
Well, it could be. It depends on a lot of things. And Trump will be having these rallies. And if the rallies go the way he expects them to, then yeah, he'll learn nothing. But if he starts getting booed at his own rallies, if he talks about saving millions of people with Operation at Warp Speed, develop a vax. Nobody thought it could be done, but we did it. We did it faster than anybody thought. If he goes on that and people boo him and he starts getting booed at his own rallies, he may learn. But that depends on people. And so I do agree with the great leader, Comrade Kim Il-sung, that the people are the masters of their own destiny. But if the people are just to sit around, you know, eating potato chips and watching sitcoms on network TV, what kind of destiny do we have?
Let's get a weigh in from a caller. We got Ken from New York. Ken usually has good stuff. Ken, welcome to the show. What do you have for us?
I think the only way to even up the score would be to kill off any support he might have at the primary. I mean, I voted for him, but I don't trust him anymore. You know, if he just keeps bringing the same people in, you know, to these cabinet positions, you know, if you're gonna invite Goldman Sachs in every time administration changes, nothing's going to change. It's going to be the same result every time. And the other thing is, people were so disgusted with Murphy. He had a guy, a truck driver that had no money that almost beat him.
Yep.
Well, the truck driver with no money, did he not? He wasn't running against Governor Murphy, but he was running against the president pro tem of the Senate. And didn't he win? Didn't he defeat?
No,
because he was declared the winner.
He ended up conceding. Murphy is still the governor. He's reinstated.
Well,
governor of New Jersey, I'm talking about.
Murphy wasn't running against the truck driver. The truck driver was running for a state Senate position, but he was running against the leader of the state Senate.
Oh, but
election. I'm pretty sure that was what it was. But anyway, either way, it was a big election.
Yeah, but going back to the other thing, I think they're really afraid of primaries because it's easy to fix an election, but I think it might be more difficult to fix a primary.
That's a good point.
I think they're more afraid of it anyway. The politicians are.
The primary rules are complicated. They're governed by a combination of state law and party rules, and they do change from year to year. And there were big changes between, especially on the Democratic side, between 1968 and 1972. 1968, as you might remember, Hubert H. Humphrey won the nomination without having run in any primaries. Then the rules were changed in between then, because there weren't that many primaries in 68. The caucuses were more important. Well, so there were more primaries in 72, less caucuses, but also the rules of the caucuses were changed. And if you remember 72, McGovern won. Why did McGovern win? He actually didn't. He actually got less votes, slightly less votes in primaries than George Wallace and Hubert Humphrey. But he won the nomination because he was the head of the committee that rewrote the rules. And he understood all the new rules for the caucuses. So rules change and. You also might remember in 1988, Pat Robertson won a few states. I think he won some caucus states, and he just had some smart people working for him who were able to go out and take over. He didn't have a whole lot of state support in Washington state, but he won. I'm pretty sure he won Washington state and a couple other caucus states because he had people that knew the rules and took advantage of them. Even Lyndon LaRouche has done pretty well in a few caucuses.
Hey, we're up on the break. Let's hang on, Ken. We'll hold you over to the other side of the break to give more comment on Endpoint Side.
And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
Okay, welcome back to Endpoint Sight. Dynamic Duo, talking to Ken from New York. Ken and Patrick, you were talking about drummers.
Yes, I'm glad that you mentioned LaRouche. To be honest with you, the time of McGovern and Hubert Humphrey, I vaguely remember it, but I wasn't paying much attention to politics at the time. But by the time I first saw LaRouche, he would buy these half-hour spots on the television. I guess that was all he could afford, but I think he had an impact with him. And one I remember was he was sitting next to his table, like a small table, and he had his legs crossed, and he's looking at the audience, and he said, "My first act as president, if I were elected, would be to have Henry Kissinger executed for treason." My pupils started to shrink, and I'm looking at this. I've never heard anything like this before.
Yeah, and he ran.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was it the U.S. Labor Party or the Socialist Labor Party? It's something like that in 1976. And then his people, the LaRouche people, wound up taking over, if not like state parties, at least the, I know that sometime around maybe 1990 or so, the Virginia had a LaRouche, was he a LaRouche Democrat? He always was more affiliated with Democrats, but I think they had a LaRouche person running for U.S. Senate in the general election. So they had some electoral successes, at least getting people onto the ballot.
Yeah, I think that was before. Didn't George H.W. have something to do with railroading them to jail for something about credit card fraud? Some kind of bogus charge or something?
Credit card fraud is one of those things that they like to nail people on.
Yeah. Okay. Good night, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Yeah, I'm not going to support Trump. I mean, that's where I'm at, and I think he's going to get a lot of people, a lot of purebloods that are in the same camp, and he's going to get a lot of support too. There's a lot of Gen Xers and Boomers that have taken the vax, that still are on the whole Trump train, and they're going to support him. So, I mean, who knows? We could very well get a viable candidate in Trump in 2024. But I just, you know, me stepping back, looking at the 40,000 foot view, I just don't think it's going to do any good. I think we're going to do better with states continuing to pull away and not enforce the vax regime. That's where I think the future lies in politics, is with the states. Patrick.
Well, right now, for sure, like I said, I just don't know what's going to happen. I think we've got to be ready for anything.
And we will be, and we're going to continue this discussion on Patrick and Jeremy Part 2 on National Bugle Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central on RBN. So be there and tune in. And you all stay classy, as I know you will.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.